This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Olerking uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's the one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate FieldView services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
How many times have you said, oh man, this job is killing me? You know, it may be. A Stanford University professor is out with research that shows the workplace is the fifth leading cause of death. The stress on the job, the long hours, a lack of insurance, little autonomy on the job, and high demands placed on us aren't just damaging morale and productivity. Jeffrey Pfeffer says, they are killing us. From This Week in Agribusiness, farm groups have been lining up to urge more caution at the White House in dealing with our huge agriculture trading partner, China. Some farm products are on the lists that the Chinese have released for possible retaliatory tariffs to answer those imposed by Donald Trump. The first stage would include a 15% tariff on U.S. dried fruit and wine going into China. The second stage would have a tariff on pork. Thrust into the international spotlight by the Loyola Ramblers and their ride in the NCAA Elite Eight, Sister Jean is spreading a message that could just resonate. The 90-year-old nun, team chaplain for the Ramblers from Chicago, says we all need to work more on getting along together. She told an interviewer, "We're all made in the likeness of God, and God says to love everybody. So we better do that," she added. Jean also said, "We have to put our heart in any kind of a change we want to make, and we can make that change through more of a gentle, persuasive way rather than a loud, noisy way." And while she is a beautiful senior woman, Sister Jean's attraction for many Americans may be partly a sentimental one. We simply don't have many nuns anymore. The Jesuit Review reports that in 1966, there were 181,000 nuns in the U.S. Today, there are fewer than 50,000. And the review says only 9% of those are younger than 60. While many Americans grew up under the influence of religious sisters, with so few remaining, they've faded from being regular parts of many Americans' lives to residing in our nostalgic memories. The review goes on to say that Sister Jean reminds us of the work that women religious have always done without any fanfare or morning talk show spots. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.